This is really encouraging. Yes, it does make being a millionaire off of day trading further away. So if you're looking to be a millionaire tomorrow, turn off the podcast and stop listening to us. We won't be able to help you on that. But if you're one of those people who wants to win as a day trader, this is very encouraging. This should be very encouraging to you. You don't need a lot of wins. You don't need a ton of a percentage per month to make good money day trading. You just need money behind you. Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. Today, we wanted to talk about expectations. I think a lot of the time we hold ourselves to, well, I know that a lot of the time we hold ourselves to standards that not even the best of the best can reach. This is due mainly to social media and the glut of liars out there. So we thought it'd be helpful to give you an idea of what you can expect to work towards as a successful trader, and what successful trader even means. And maybe at the end of this, give you a better mindset and psychology around your account balance and put your quote unquote good months and bad months into perspective. The reason I wanted to talk about this was because I was on Twitter the other day and I sent off a nasty reply to one of these guys I follow, very large Twitter account and Twitter following, talking about how you can make 100K a year on a 20K account, which is just insane. It's insanity. And of course, he knows that, but he has stuff to sell, right? And so, but he knows that, I know that, but a lot of people don't know that. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about what you can expect. And I think when you have a better expectation around what you can do, I think it helps your mindset in a very, very large way. So, Jordan, how you doing?
Doing well. We're recording this during Valentine's Day, so everyone should feel very special that even on Valentine's Day, we will make sure that the podcast gets out.
We still love you.
And let's be honest, it's Valentine's Day here, and you're in the middle of Alaska, so we're pulling out all the stops for today.
Yes. I'm up in Alaska for my younger brother's wedding. So it is the day before Valentine's Day for me. But yeah, thank you, Jordan, for putting your marriage on hold to record the podcast. So Jordan, throw it at me. Like, why is expecting to make 100K a year off a 20K account insane? And are there like better ways to think about gain and loss in day trading?
Yeah, well, let's just make it very, very simple from a math standpoint. If you wanted to make 100K off a 20K account, that is 42% that you need to make per month. Now,
yeah,
if you haven't day traded, it's easy to look online, or if you're brand new and you see people taking these 1 to 10, 1 to 20 SMC type trades. Okay, you can go, oh, I could see how that could work. But let's be realistic. That doesn't happen, right? Like, it just doesn't happen. And so when you start saying that, like, let's take about, if it was that easy, where are all the billionaires and trillionaires, right? Like, I'm not just talking millionaires. Millionaire is not even the right word. We're using it. If it's that easy to make money, then where are the billionaires and trillionaires that are just siphoning off all of the money from the market, right? And why are some of the smartest people in the world? This is honestly the biggest kicker for me. Why are some of the smartest and richest people in the world, hedge funds, really wealthy people, why are they really happy when they get 10% and they're ecstatic if they get 12 or 15% return on a year?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, some moron on Twitter is saying, hey, I could make literally, you know, what is it? Essentially 500%, right? 500%. Cause you have a 20K account, you're making 100K. I can make 500% by looking at these, you know, Japanese candle patterns, blah, 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 blah. It's the most boneheaded, stupid, blatant lie that I ever see. And it just ticks me off to no end because so many beginners fall for this stuff. Like, you're absolutely right. Like, the really wealthy and the hedge funds, they're happy with just anything over 10. Like, when it comes down to day trading, if you're making 3-4% a month, you're top tier. Like, you're really good. And that's why I think this helps people's psychology in a really large way.
Well, if you're making 2%, you're doing double what the hedge funds are doing.
You're doing incredibly well. You're doing incredibly, incredibly well. And like, say you're risking, I risk 0.5%, right? I risk 0.5%. And I stand to gain, let's say 2-1. So I gain stand to gain 1%. If I make two good trades, I'm 2%. That's like really good. It's really good per month. Now, that obviously is mixed with a bunch of losses. And so it kind of takes time to kind of work up and gain stuff over time. But man, people get really, especially with the prop firm challenges, because prop firms, you have to make like, say, 8% a month.
Yeah, I think the prop firms are the ones that have given people this unrealistic expectation that it's just normal for you to be able to do 8 or 10%. In a month, because before prop firms, like, let's be honest, that wasn't the expectations, and prop firms put up those numbers for one very specific reason. And what was that?
To screw you.
So people would fail. Exactly.
Yeah. It's absolutely that is absolutely the reason. And so now people think that if you don't make 8% in a month, you're bad. Like, dude, 8% is a statistical outlier, even if you are amazing. That's just the truth. That's just the fact of the matter, is that 8% is, even if you are a professional day trader and really amazing and you're on the top of your game, it's a statistical outlier. So, you know, it's really damaging. And this is something we've talked about briefly in other day, you know, in prop firms, because we talk about prop firms in a positive way when you use them to train yourself, right? But there is a definite downside, in that it gives you a wrong impression about what's possible. And so, yeah, I think this is hugely encouraging if you can get that out of your mind. Get the whole 8%, 10% in a month thing out of your brain. That is not that won't happen consistently. It just won't happen. Period. If it did happen consistently, there would be people who are billionaires off of day trading. They're not. There are people who make plenty of money, and the way they make plenty of money is by trading with a lot of money, either through prop firms, through their own money, through funding. They have a lot of money behind them. And if you have, let's say you have $100,000 to trade and you make 4%, well, that's $4,000 in a month. Well, that's not bad. It's not bad. You're coming through the end of the year with around $50,000. For day trading, where you trade like an hour a day. Well, dang, that's really good money. But yeah, you don't make that money off of, crazy high percentage win rates or crazy high percentages per month. You get that off of really consistent small wins per month with a lot of money behind your name. And we appreciate prop firms because it's a way to get that some of that money quicker. But ultimately, you need to get money behind you and then get your small, tiny little win rate and pat yourself on the back, because it doesn't take a big win rate to win and to be profitable. And the best of the best don't have big percentages per month. They just don't.
Yeah. I mean, win rates and percentages and math, it all makes sense if you're actually doing it, but day traders don't like to actually pay attention to math. And the problem is, again, prop firms and the advent of people trying to sell you stuff online are going to make you feel like it's possible. Like people, even and some other big trader is kind of doing, or maybe we're talking about the same one, but he's doing like a whole account flip, right? Like people love to do these account flips where I take $1,000 and I turn it into $10,000 or turn it into $100,000. And sure, if you YOLO it and you get lucky with an $1,000 account, sure, you can flip it. Because guess what? If you give me 500-1 leverage, sure, I take two trades and I get lucky. Like I can string two wins together on a decently regular basis. So if I decide what to show you and I record it a few times, I can absolutely flip an account and make myself look like an absolutely proverbial genius. But my point is, guys, if it was that easy, do you think any of these people would be on social media or on YouTube recording these videos? No, they would not, because let me tell you what, trillionaires and billionaires and even most millionaires are not on YouTube just recording videos for the grins and giggles of it. These guys would be out in the Bahamas on their yachts enjoying life, but they're not.
Yeah, they're not. And like part of the, like, again, most of day trading is about surviving. And this is why you need a big account and you need small, consistent wins, because you need to be able to survive the times where the market doesn't act like it normally does. Like the market changes. We talked about this with Annie Logue last week in our interview with her, where like the market goes through phases and where now the strategy you use doesn't work anymore. And you have to be able to survive that. You have to be able to come back from that, because streaks of losses happen way more often than people think. And if you're risking, like this moron on Twitter was saying, if you're risking $1,000 on a $20,000 account with a 63% win rate, like losing, you can lose four in a row real easy. Even if you have a 63% win rate, you can lose four in a row. That's one out of 50 times you'll lose four in a row. And now you're down 80% of your account. Like you got to be able to survive. So put just, this is really encouraging. I think most beginners find this really, really encouraging. It does make being a millionaire off of day trading further away. Yes. So if you're looking to be a millionaire tomorrow, turn off the podcast and stop listening to us. We won't be able to help you on that. But if you're one of those people who wants to win as a day trader, man, this is very encouraging. This should be very encouraging to you. You don't need a lot of wins. You don't need a ton of a percentage per month to make good money day trading. You just need money behind you. And that comes with time. That comes with using prop firms. That comes with building up, your own account. And you can do it. It's doable if you're putting your safety ahead of everything. You're making sure you can survive the downtimes. Man, you don't need to win a whole lot to be successful.